This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 229. Ew, health. Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Go Gaming to Gadget and Anime Podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we have yet another episode of our podcast. We're so happy to kick it off. Did you have a good week?
It's the new year.
That's right. This is the first ESH podcast of 2011. And it's got lots of stuff in it. You know, kind of like our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, which you could visit
at the short address, which is ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce to the long one. To check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about that, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. iTunes, subscribe. If you haven't done it now, well, it's the new year, so you have all year to do it.
Yeah, you should make that your New Year's resolution, but you should make it the New Year's resolution that you want to tackle first, because it's the easiest one to do. You just bop into the iTunes music store. You search for Electric Sisterhood. We're the first and typically only thing that pops up. You hit the subscribe button. Boom. The moment we put out brand new episodes on our podcast feed, they will download themselves to your iTunes as soon as it's open. And that way you can listen to us whenever, wherever, on your iDevice, on your computer, whatever. Our podcast is even in the Zune Marketplace. So for like the five of you, because a couple of people probably got Zunes for Christmas. So for the five of you who listen to our podcast on a Zune, you can get our podcast in the Zune Marketplace too. Pretty freaking awesome. There's no reason to not subscribe. So do it!
And if you don't want to do that, then you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But please be looking out to the other shows that hail themselves underneath our banner.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that exists in the Land of Esh. Okay, so while our new episodes go out every Monday, you can catch a brand new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast, which is co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck, where they talk about video games, music, movies, life, awesomeness in general. And then on Wednesday, you can follow that up with an episode of the Geek Aggro podcast, which is co-hosted, actually, now it's just hosted, by our boy, Deuces Wild, where you get all your nerd stuff taken care of. Gadgets, gizmos, and more. So, boom, right there to hump day, you got great shows covering the nerdage. And then for the rest of the week, well, there's all the stuff that we write on our respective websites. There's all the stuff that we tweet about, that we talk about on our Facebook group. So you can search us out, the Land of Esh. You don't miss a thing. To get it all in one place, landofesh.com, including the magazine, which is now on sale. So you can grab it, cop it, and take a look at some of the stuff that's in there, including some great things on Passion Pit, which I freaking love. It's the hotness. As well as, you know, a couple things on maybe some games.
Maybe no, some really? Anime.
What's in it? Yeah. I know. Can you imagine that? We would come up with a magazine and there'd be music and video game stuff and anime stuff all in one place.
I really can't. Can you imagine? I thought it'd be a political magazine.
It was going to be, but then I was like,
It's like, I'm on the... Wait. We're on the right
side?
Okay.
We're definitely not on the left.
I was like, I'm on the right.
No. The other way.
Wait, we're the left?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
It doesn't matter. I'm my own unique island.
I am actually centrist. I'm like the Swiss. Actually, I'm not, because I like dark chocolate, not milk chocolate.
Ew!
What are you ewing about? I like dark chocolate.
Ew.
First of all, it's the chocolate that's good for you.
Ew. Hell.
It's the one with the... Ew, the nasty thing. It's good for me.
No, and it tastes good. I don't like good. Dark chocolate. It can go F itself in the A. And milk chocolate, you're not really chocolate. What are you trying to do? Milk chocolate forever. Peace.
Yeah, milk chocolate is the one that's bad for you. It messes up your...
Nom nom noms.
Cholesterol.
Nom nom nom. Bring it on. Diabetes. Bring on the chocolate death.
Whereas dark chocolate, that's what's in ganache.
So let's see. So
that's what's on the cake.
So then why don't we all just start running on treadmills, eating dark chocolate, and drinking wine?
I don't really, like, see or hear a bad thing in there yet.
Well, because eventually you get drunk and you'll hurt yourself on the treadmill.
No.
And your chocolate could melt on the belt, and then you have to buy a whole new treadmill.
You go to some weird places, and I don't understand you. I just don't. But anyway, we have a podcast to get into, so let's get off of the health kick. Although I will say right now that, you know, dark chocolate is the bomb, and
she's lying.
You should accept it. It
don't.
Is the word of ninja.
That's like bending over and accepting a long pipe up your ass. And some people might like that, but not
what?
Everybody.
What is it with you today and, like, people just bending over and taking it?
Because we were watching Dunk Dunk in the Butt.
That's true. That's probably where that came from.
I can't stand this NCIS Saturday, Dunk Dunk in Your Butt Sundays.
That's awesome. It's just like, pretty much USA Networks is like, stay at home. Don't move. We've got you covered.
Literally.
NCIS marathons on Saturday and then
Dunk Dunk on Sunday.
Law and Order SVU.
I know.
On Sunday, all day long, all the way up into, you know, the animation on Fox. So then you're like, okay, so I can watch, you know, SVU all the way up until Family Guy.
I know.
That's pretty much win.
And
I gotta be honest with you.
That part of Sunday I have no problems with. Family Guy, American Dad's a little meh, but I'll watch it. And Cleveland Show, I like Cleveland.
You gotta admit, though, American Dad is better
now,
this year.
This season, is, I think.
Yeah, this season is definitely better
than
the previous
season. I was like, I don't know what you're gonna do with the alien. Like, what's his real purpose? And the fish, what are you gonna do with the fish?
Yeah, I kind of feel like the pilot season especially, they're just like, all right, so we have all these characters. What?
It's like, these are all the people who didn't make it into Family Guy and Cleveland Show, and let's see what we can do with them.
Yeah.
And
nothing. Go. Maybe?
It's like the aristocrats.
Although, pretty much for me, I think that, you know, American Dad turned the corner and started to become better when they came back after being shit can from Fox, and Patrick Stewart started doing the voice of Stan's boss. Because it seems like the scripts and the ideas got wittier.
I'm sure in his contract, he's like, I have to be on only really good shows. So if you're bringing me on, we need to change
need to
the writers. It's like, Patrick fucking Stewart.
I think Seth kind of figured out that he didn't have to always go for, like, the cheap laugh.
No, he could go for a sophisticated laugh. We'll appreciate it more.
Yeah, and I think that's when it got better. It's still not
Family Guy.
No, and I have problems with Family Guy, too, because, you know, I like Stewie better when he was all about just killing Lois and singing with Brian and not so much being gay.
Wait, he's gay?
Yeah, all the jokes with Stewie now are all about him being gay. Like, he cross-dresses a whole lot more now.
What?
Yeah. Like, there was a whole episode where he's like, you know, why can't you just do, like, the stuff that you would do with a woman, but with a man? With, like, your man friend. You know? Like, that just seems like it would make so much more sense. And Brian's like,
but didn't they already do an episode where Stewie went to the future and he got with fat chicks?
Or he one? Got with a... Yeah, and it was really bad.
Because he didn't know what to do.
But yeah.
Well, the family
okay, and then
use...
he came back and did some different things. So already that timeline was changed. That's the problem with time paradoxes. Okay, if you know yourself in the future, then you come back, you make one change, butterfly effect, boom. Now that path is an alternate path.
Oh, I don't know if he likes Stewie being gay.
Yes, all the jokes now are about him being gay. Like, he hardly ever brings up trying to kill Lois. All the jokes with Brian and stuff always allude to him being gay.
Oh. Oh, well.
Yeah. So I wish that, like, would change. But that's really the only, like, down thing with Family Guy that I have. Like, it's gotten much, much better.
Well, and he's had enough time with enough different storylines to kind of figure it out.
Okay, and the Star Wars things. Between all three pieces that Family Guy has done and the robot chicken Star Wars thing, like, my nerd is so well covered. So I have to thank the Seth. Both McFarlane and Green for that. And Matt Seinrich.
I like Seth Green. He's a ginger. Or was. Sort of.
No, he still is. Redheaded.
He's gone through different phases of hair.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. His natural color is still red.
I know.
So at his core, no matter what you do, you can color it all you want, but ginger is as ginger does.
Yay.
And that's all right by me.
Me too.
So yeah, so I got to thank the Seths for that. I have to watch It's a Trap, though, because that's the only one I haven't seen.
It's out now.
Yeah, like, I know.
Everywhere I see, It's a Trap, It's a Trap.
I know. I need to
see. You know what that's all about, right?
Yes. Duh.
Well, sorry. There are some flanks of nerd I know that you don't cross into, like 4chan, so I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I don't cross into 4chan. You know,
that got banned for a while there. Yeah. 4chan. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're talking to the Star Wars nerd that...
Yes, but there are different flanks of nerd, and I know that you're, like, old G nerd, but I don't know how new...
Did you say old G nerd?
Like, old, like original OG nerd.
So why is it old nerd instead of original nerd?
Because I meant to say original, but then old came into my mind, and it won. It fought original down and said no.
You're a douchebag sometimes.
I am.
Really?
I know. And I'm going to get kicked in my ass for that later on.
Yeah, you are. Pretty bad.
And I know it. And
it's
going to
bite you like really hard. And you're like, oh, I remember that. That was that comment that I made.
Yes, I've got the doom clock above my head and it's slowly ticking down.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, yeah, I know about that. We got to talk about
stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So let's start with games. Then we'll do gadgets. And then time permitting, we got anime too.
All right.
So, yeah, we got a full slate. For the peeps.
Okay.
For the folks. For y'all. Because we have...
Don't point at the mic. Love. It's not like it has eyes.
I'm pointing through the mic, through the internet, to those people.
In the future.
Right. Which is now. Because by the time they're listening to it...
It won't be the future. It'll be the present.
Which will be now.
Right.
So I'm pointing at them now.
Then are we talking to ourselves in the past?
Yes.
Holy shit. Shit got real.
Just real.
All right, let's do
this. For a second. Big thing, since we haven't really been playing a lot of games, because Epic Mickey's still up on the table.
I've only played through the beginning two levels of Epic Mickey. It's fun, but it's definitely not what I was expecting it to be.
Yeah.
Like, not in a bad way. Like, it's surprisingly adult for what it does, but at the same time, like, I definitely don't have hand and eye coordination, which you seriously do need.
It's really, really disjointed when you play it. You know, I played for about almost a half hour. And then I handed the reins over to you because I was getting so frustrated. You know, I'm used to playing a platformer and I'm used to D-pad, two buttons, and you're platforming. You know, the fact that I've got to do...
Wiggling this one over here, you're spraying over... Wiggle and spray. Which is essentially... Yeah, that's about the game. Up, gonna restore this. Up a gremlin over here, shake this, spin attack, hummy hummy ha, and you're done.
You know, it's just so weird because... I feel like there are too many actions that I'm trying to manage at the same time.
And we're not even... And they're going to add more as we go.
You know,
like we're only in the opening, and I've only learned, like, one move plus the, you know, paint
thing. For the background on Epic Mickey, you know, you're basically Mickey. You get into mischief.
You fucked shit up.
Like Mickey typically has done.
Got away with it for some time.
But, you know, karma, it comes back to bite you in the butt. And so you wind up in... The best way to put it is like the negaverse.
I wouldn't say the negaverse. I would just
you are in
Forgotten Land, and everything in Forgotten Land has been corrupted.
Yeah, and you gotta get out the corruption, which is basically your fault. And
so, you put it there. Now you take it out.
So you have a paintbrush, and the paintbrush allows you to restore or remove objects that are in the forgotten realm that you're in.
And it's not just the sole purpose for you just to restore everything, because sometimes removing something might be more beneficial to you than adding something.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of think of it as, okay, so I'm restoring the world, but I'm also taking away stuff to help me restore it properly. So, I mean, you kind of get lost in all the different tasking that you have to do.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting mechanic because it's a puzzle-solving piece, but then it's also a decision-making piece because depending upon whether you remove something and then restore it later or just remove something and do not restore it, it will affect how you move around the world and how you're seen and treated by other characters in the world. So it's a very interesting balance.
Not even that, but your guardians, who are these little balls of entity or something, depending on if you're more prone to erase things than restore them, you'll get a different kind of guardian, which will do different things. So I mean,
one will attract good things to you, the other will attract bad things to you.
But they will protect you, so it doesn't particularly matter, even if they are drawing negative or positive.
Yep.
But still, I mean,
don't
like,
be a douche.
Like, seriously, they put a lot of thought into this game. I did feel a little busy. overly busy. Like, I'm like, all right, hands are over here, shake it. I'm like, okay, and then I gotta aim, and I'm like, now mind you, Twilight Princess, you know, Zelda, you did a lot of that too. Like, when you got your grappling hook, you had to do a lot of that. And that didn't feel nearly as
you don't feel nearly clunky. As tasked. Yeah, because one thing that you're doing is that you're actually using the pointer of the Wiimote to actually put your crosshair when you are getting ready to paint something or remove something on the screen. Then you're using the thumbstick to actually move about on the nunchaku. You use the directional pad on the Wiimote to pan the camera.
And it still doesn't move nearly as fast as you want it to.
It really doesn't.
Camera angles are a little bitchy.
You double tap the C button to put the camera right behind you.
Yep, in the
you
center.
You use the Z button to
use thin... No.
No, to paint. You use the Y one, which is above it, to use thinner.
No. No, 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 no,
wait,
no.
Which one?
B...
No, whatever. That's Z.
The
because the B one is the trigger underneath the Wiimote. So you have
because there's
Z.
One button on your
that's C.
Is it C? Did we have an we should have a freaking we should have.
You
props.
Would think that I would I do, but the Wii box is over there in the closet because I haven't put the Wii actually out yet. So it's way over there.
No.
Yeah, because you have A B.
A is the big button on
yep,
the
B
thing.
Is the trigger underneath. Then you have Z.
Yeah.
Y and C.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Regardless.
I know, but you gotta put your hands on like, button.
I mean, obviously, the more you play it, the more your hands will relearn that. But I was hoping, you know, this kind of being that game for not just, you know,
I
Disney
feel like I have
Deuce.
To be a spastic monkey in order to play the game. And I'm not a spastic
and to play
monkey.
And play it effectively.
Yeah.
Or you have to have the energy of an 8-year-old.
Right.
So, I mean, I thought this title was gonna be a really good introduction for casual gamers.
Ace.
You know,
it's not. Nope.
There's some
you need to be a hardcore gamer you need to be a hardcore platformer.
Yeah.
You really do.
Got to be able to zone into it and allow yourself to get lost into the game for you to really embrace it. And I was unable to do that.
You know, because all of your attacks with Zelda are for the most part done with the Wiimote. You know, you're always firing with the trigger. You're aiming and firing on the same side, and you're moving on this side. No, you're spin attacking this way, but you're moving over here.
The spin attack for Mickey's on the same. But I mean, I feel like they were trying to do the same kind of things that Zelda was doing in Twilight Princess, and I don't think it.
It doesn't feel the same. It feels
absolutely not.
Not at all.
But I mean, am I going to finish playing through this game? Yes, because I want to know. Like, the story is rich enough that I really want to know how my story will end. Will I really restore this forgotten land the way that it was meant to be? Or, you know, like, I don't want this to be in my shame pile of stuff that I got halfway through and then let go. Like,
my shame pile's kind of bad.
Like, it's that kind of game that would make you kind of frustrated. Just a little bit. But not the frustration where you wouldn't want to play this game and you're just going to trade it in and be done. Like with Demon's Souls, a lot of people got really annoyed at how difficult the game was.
I never
was.
Played Demon's Souls.
But, oh, you have to. I'll let you borrow mine. But, you know, the really great thing about Demon's Souls
but
was...
But I heard it's really hard.
It is. And that's what she said. it's very difficult. It's not for the faint of heart. You know, there's no invisible walls. So when you fall off a cliff, you fall off the cliff. You really don't want to die a lot because that will shift your world's color from a white to a dark. And you really don't want it to be in a pure black tendency, let me tell you. But, that game was so rewarding when I beat it. Because literally, there is so much skill needed for this game.
Yeah, I don't want to play that.
Yes, you do.
No.
You have to at least play the first bit of it.
I don't have to.
Yes, you do. Because I'm going to make you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to bring it down and be like, look. No. Look at what I can do.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, you'll watch it.
So.
Yep. It will happen.
I gotta wash clothes that night.
But anyway.
Whatever night that is.
You don't know what night that is. I'm gonna just sneak up in here and put it in. That's what he said.
In your exit box.
But anyway. So, I mean, I'm probably gonna finish playing through this because, like, you know, the story is engaging enough for me to want to know. Will it be one I think I will replay over and over? Probably not. This is the first time that I've even turned on my Wii in the longest time. And I mean, if they can keep giving really good stories, they might be able to pull in people to mediocre, you know, game mechanics if the story is fresh enough, which I mean, we've seen in the gaming industry this isn't the first time, and it most certainly won't be the last. So, but I mean, I think it's really cute, and I think eight-year-olds everywhere love it.
I think that, you know, parents as well love it, because it's a game that, one, that they know that their kids can play, and they don't really typically have to worry, you know, about it. Because, I mean, even the violence that's in it isn't really violent.
No, because you can turn enemies to be friends with you. So you don't even end up having to, you don't even have to really fight everything but maybe the boss.
You know, but what's really neat is that it really does span the Disney universe. I mean, you know,
Oswald. Over how many years?
For all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they went back and included Oswald. You know,
I know.
The original, you know.
He seems Walt to be Disney your character. Antagonist from the start.
He is. He's a little upset because, you know, he was Walt Disney's first creation. And he got
the shaft.
He got forgotten. You know, most people don't remember Oswald.
I don't even know who the fuck that was.
Yeah, because he wasn't in him. Anyway, so I applaud Disney for actually spending the time and putting together a really good, solid Mickey game. Because, you know, Mickey games in the past have really sucked it.
Mickey's cooking, Mama.
Okay. So,
Grand Theft Mickey. That would actually be
pretty fucking awesome.
That would
be a pretty good game.
If Mickey became like a rebel and took over a city as like a mob boss.
Well, you know, like Disney World, you had to take it
it's
over.
It's like Goofy.
Trick it's out like Cinderella out of Cinderella's castle.
Oh my god, what a trick she'd be. Trickerella. They had to change her name. Like glass slip of this bitch.
Oh my god. It would have goldfish in the slipper.
Yeah, oh my god.
I went there.
You went there.
Yep.
Snow White, she's already graded her job.
Oh.
Already graded her job. Sleeping Beauty too. Great on your job too. Okay. Like, we should have put you down at the first level of that tower because no one wants to walk.
Oh my god. Oh my
god. It'd be like a drive-thru.
Stop it. Back on track. So, Epic Mickey, I think if you have anybody who has a Wii and they're into platformers, that it wouldn't suck as a gift. But
don't go. I wouldn't go out and buy it.
I would not go out of my way to get it.
I would rather go get Kirby's Epic Yarn. I'd rather Kirby's stand in line.
Don't talk shit about Kirby's.
No,
Epic
but
Yarn.
I'd rather stand in the midnight release of Kirby's Epic Yarn than Epic Mickey, and that's really sad to say that.
Well, I think that it's a good game, and I think that if you have anybody who is a Disney fan that has a Wii, that you would definitely, you know, as far as a gift would go, the pack that has the paint wand that you put the Wiimote in, so it actually is like a painting wand, I think would be really cool, and it might actually make you a little more accurate on your aiming.
I would get this game for anyone who has a Wii that didn't want shovelware for Christmas. Because this isn't shovelware, like this is not something I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll just pick this up because it's on sale. No. Like, this is a lot better than shovelware, but it's still, like, I still wouldn't get this over, you know, Gears 3 or ME3.
Well, no, if those games were live right now, like,
I would stab a bitch in her eye.
But it would definitely be something that I would, like, Gamefly, I would have in my queue.
Yeah,
I think I actually had it in my queue before I got it, so.
So,
yeah. So definitely worth a rent.
But anyway.
It wouldn't suck as a gift. That's why.
Back to our actual topic on the game.
Harmonix! We gotta talk about this stuff, people, because this is important.
It's very important to Ninja.
Yes, it's very important to me.
Well, because you are the music game genre enthusiast.
I am. I fucking love those games. Okay, I travel with my fucking DJ Hero, as you well know.
Yeah, I know. It's in your car right now.
It is.
You should remove that now that we've mentioned that on the air.
Yes, yeah, I will. But I do. I bring it with me. If I know that you have an Xbox, it's coming in because, you know, it's the life of the party and it's easier to take around than my Rock Band right now. But as you may or may not know by now, Harmonix is back to being an independent developer again. So they roll their own, bitches. If you're not familiar with the deal, Viacom was actually looking for a buyer to spin them off because they had decided that they were, you know, putting too much money in and not getting enough money back. Mostly they expected the Beatles game to, you know, sell like Beatles album sell, and it didn't. And so you add that to what they typically were putting out for licensing fees and, you know, promotion and stuff like that. And it just wasn't making the kind of money that Viacom typically wants to make on a venture.
So they flipped a coin and they decided to let them go.
Yes, and instead of being bought up by EA or somebody else, they basically just said, you know what? We're going to be ourselves again. So we're just going to be ourselves again. So they got bought up by Harmonix. So Harmonix is Harmonix. It belongs to Harmonix. They are themselves independent again. But this raises the question. Well, what happens now?
Well, we already know that Harmonix is still greenlit for Dance Central. Dance Central 2. And my only concern with that is now that they don't have, you know, because I know Viacom had its ties with MTV, which is why they had such great access to.
Well, Viacom didn't have ties with MTV. Viacom owns MTV.
Well, yeah. So they owned MTV, so it made them getting licensed songs a lot easier than, you know, back in the days when there was a lot of covers.
It just meant that they could, you know, use the existing MTV licenses for things.
Yeah.
As far as owning a record, you know, label or something like that, that's what would make licensing a hell of a lot easier.
But, I mean, now I think going into Dance Central 2 without that backing behind them, I'm a little worried that the music we'll get on Dance Central 2 will be covers and might be okay.
I don't think so.
I'm concerned. I mean,
I understand the concern, but I don't think so. I think that enough artists through Rock Band 1, 2, and 3, the Beatles 1, the Green Day 1, and seeing Dance Central, I think that enough artists see this as a venue for putting out, you know, their music and getting people to pay for their music and its exposure to an audience that they probably wouldn't get to originally. I think what you'll see, though, is that you'll see more independent artists, especially with the, you know, like stuff like the Rock Band Network, that you'll see a lot of independent artists making their stuff available for free in these things.
Okay.
You know, you'll see a lot of people who, you know, mix their stuff at home on their computer. They don't have a label or anything like that for, you know, putting out mixes for Dance Central. Mm-hmm. You may get some up-and-coming DJs that'll do some stuff, so you'll get, like, marathon mixes specifically for that. Like, I'd love to see something like that, really, for DJ Hero, like the Rock Band Network that they have. See, I can see that
more for DJ Hero than Dance Central.
I would love to see something like that for DJ Hero. You know,
I think
of all the mashups that we've looked at that we favorited on YouTube, okay, and the majority of them are musically based, you know, master mixes. But I think that ultimately it'll end up being a good thing for Harmonix because it'll allow them to do some of the things that they really as a company want to do and not be beholden to anybody else to not do for some reason, you know, because it competes with another product that the company has or whatever. So I think it's a freeing thing to be your own boss.
Well, of course you think it's because, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, my concerns now are because so many things are tied up between MTV Games, EA, the Harmonix themselves, is this the end of Rock Band and do they come up with something new with a new name that's completely owned by them?
Rock Band has already come full circle. There aren't too many, anything new I think they could possibly do with the Rock Band franchise. I really don't. I mean, I think it's had a really great run, and I mean, I'm not saying that 3 was bad. I mean, they've introduced this whole new mechanic, but I think
with the pro level,
yeah. But I think now for Rock Band as a series to do better, I think they need to take a sabbatical, and maybe when once we get new consoles out that have different capabilities, rebroach it as a, you know, like a, you know.
I would agree. I think that Rock Band 3 is where Rock Band should probably
go on hiatus.
Well, not hiatus, because the DLC needs to keep running to keep people
but only with Rock Band 3. Like, I don't think Rock Band 4 should come around anytime soon.
No.
I honestly think they should wait till next-gen consoles where maybe new capabilities are out that can make the game
play. And I don't think that any band thing for Rock Band should be its own game. I think that should just be
DLC. It should completely open.
Like, the Beatles thing made sense for me for that to be its own completely different separate game.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play Greenway as a whole
one. No, didn't make sense.
Not as one single
like
band.
That should have been DLC. You know, if they do anything for the Rolling Stones, like, to me, that should be DLC. It should be special DLC.
Yeah.
You know, I should be able to unlock, like, the band with, like, characters.
And who's to say that Harmonix wasn't thinking that already going into this, so.
Yeah, I don't want Rock Band U2, so please don't make that, because I don't want that. I like U2, too, but I don't want a Rock Band U2 game.
I wouldn't want to play the band in my game.
You know what I mean? I don't. I would love to have their music as DLC. I would love to be able to run through, you know, like Joshua Tree. That would be great, but I don't want a separate Rock Band U2, Rock Band the Rolling Stones, Rock Band the Who. I don't want that.
I mean, like,
I'd want those track packs.
So, moving forward, I mean, we know that, you know, Rock Band was really good for them. We know that Dance Central is a pretty viable place for them, I think, in moving forward in the future. But what else do we think we could possibly do? What else could they possibly do?
I mean, for a music thing.
I mean, because, I mean, I loved Amplitude, but that'd be moving backwards in gaming progression.
Yeah. I think that, you know, they've got to... In all honesty, the only other music thing that I can think of that makes sense is that they, you know, decide to go head-to-head with Activision on the DJ thing. Because they already got the band, you know, musical instrument thing done because of the singing and the three-part harmony thing.
I don't know how they could take that from Activision. Because, I mean, I don't know what they could make different from what they're already doing. Because there's no way that they could actually
make a dual turntable. A true dual turntable.
Holy shit, dude.
Because you don't have that with DJ Hero right now. So a true that, mixing deck.
I don't know how fun that would be.
I don't know that it would be fun either, but I'm just saying, you know, if you look at all the pieces
wrong, I'd like to learn a new trade, but I mean, that's just there's a lot of skill
in playing guitar. Which you can do now. Rock Band 3.
Right, but I can't see that trend. I can't see that coming anytime soon in the DJ Hero.
Not in DJ Hero, but no. Could but you I see,
like as a final evolution in a mixing DJ scratching. Yes, as an end result, yes. Can I see that right now? Absolutely not. Since the game is still very new to the gaming industry.
So let me ask you this: you think they're going to build a platformer? I mean, we're talking about harmonics here.
I know, they really...
They do music games. It's really... So we've got singing in the Rock Band franchise with three-part harmony, which means they've already taken on SingStar.
Yeah, they already
Okay? Did. You've got the band elements. You've got drum, guitar, and keyboard now, which means they've already taken on Guitar Hero. And personally, I say they won. All right? So then, what's next musically?
I don't know. I think they've done singing, they've done band instruments, I think for them.
Acapella Hero? I mean
they're already kind of doing that. Yeah. When you sing. Especially if you got your voice patching through your speakers. But no, I mean, I feel like they might have just dug their hole a little too deep being a single faceted, you know, gaming, you know, where they don't have any other branches that lead into any.
And they've
other
talked
type.
About new projects and things that they're working on, but I'm just wondering, you know, what are those things? Like what's next for harmonics?
Like,
I really
want
to know.
Bluff harmonics? Like, I mean,
I don't think it's a bluff. I think that they're working on stuff that's new. I'm just curious, you know, what could that possibly be? Since they're, you know, always based in the creative and the music, what other things can you do with music?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You know,
I mean, outside of using music as an attack, perhaps, but we've done that already. We see bits of it in not necessarily singing, but vocal or audio response in The World That Ends With You.
Right,
you're actually screaming your mic in that, and there are some. So I mean, they've dabbled with voice recognition and voice registering in other games already.
You know, and then you add in, you know, Kinect and Move.
Yeah.
And
so, I mean,
that
I don't
a whole nother level.
I feel the impending doom.
I don't feel impending doom.
I feel a period of stillness. I feel a standstill coming from them, actually, where they're going to try to find something innovative, and it might not come for right away.
Yeah.
Like, I feel a stalemate coming, really. I know you don't like the idea of it, Ninja, but, you know, sometimes you kind of have to look reality in the face and be like... I'm not going to enjoy this period, but I have to accept that it's coming. And I know you don't like that.
I don't. I mean, I like the idea of there not being like a Rock Band 4 in the fall coming. Unless it's something like completely amazing, and I can't imagine.
I don't know what else they could possibly do.
I don't imagine what it could be.
Like, unless they start injecting us with actual DNA from the rock stars, I really don't see how they can reinvent this wheel.
You know, I mean.
Not that I'm not saying that you guys, you know, are horrible, because I'm not. I really want to see you guys come out with something amazing. I just don't.
I fucking love harmonics. You know,
I
want to
know what your think tank is thinking, because I mean, I'm not dumb by any stretch of the imagination. Quite intelligent.
But harmonics has always surprised us, too. You know, when
I know
when,
you guys, when Rock Band 2 came out,
we were like, okay, you can't do anything more than this. You got multiple people singing, you got, you know, guitar and drum and bass, and you got a great collection of music.
So
you can't do anything more than this.
Now what are
you
going to do? We're going to teach them how to really play.
Yeah, and they're just like, oh.
I mean, on the top of that, I mean, at least, you know, you don't have to pay for lessons if you really want to learn guitar. You can do it through this, so you don't have to, but I mean, that could damper on the musicians out there who make money on lessons, which could blow. But regardless.
Well, this is really just going to give you the basics and get you started. It's not like you're going to be playing
Stairway to Heaven.
Exactly. You're not going to, you know, run through the tutorials and then
and be like,
unplug and be like, I'm now going to play like Eric Clapton. And, like, right. That's just not going to happen. You're still going to have to see professionals work on it and practice and all that kind of stuff. But
so
it definitely gives you a good,
I mean,
solid foundation.
So, I mean, I think they ended on a really good note. And I think now is the time for them to step back, put the thinking caps back on, and blow us away when the next gens come out. Because I do think they have the capability of doing that.
Yeah, but what do they do in the interim until the next gens come out? Because Sony has already said that the PS3 is their console for the next 7 years. So they're not building a PS4 for a while.
That's okay.
Okay? You've got the Xbox 360, which, you know, now with the slimmer vision, means more than likely that Microsoft isn't coming out with the box for 4 years. Okay, so harmonics
and
cannot
exist. And Nintendo's damaging little kids' eyes with the 3D.
Yeah, they're going to be dealing with lawsuits for, like, years.
So they won't have
Wii's
any
not
capital.
Any kind of update
for a
while. I know,
so they need to come up with a niche
which
for
means
this time period.
We
but
need to, and that's what I'm saying. So what is that? Because they can't just say, okay, well, we're just going to, you know, work on this thing until the next-gen consoles come out. Because unless you know what those specs are for those next gens, you can't start building for them anyway. So what do you do in the interim?
I don't know.
Okay.
And that's
because I'll be telling you right now, it's more than likely going to be Rock Band 4, but I hope that it's not just an update.
I think that would be game series suicide if that releases anytime soon.
Yeah, but, you know,
you'd be kicking a dead horse.
But what if they come up with something that's like completely...
Like what?
Well, you got the Kinect in there, so what if it's you performing on the stage now?
So, yeah, we already disabled the camera and a lot of
that's because
gamers.
We don't need to see ourselves shimmying in fast motion.
Yeah, but would you want to see yourself like this?
I might.
I would not.
I might, especially if, you know, I could have it track my head and, you know, put weird costumes on myself while I'm doing it. I might.
You could put weird costumes on yourself with your hands. Why do you need a console to do it for you?
Because I don't really want to commit.
Oh, but if it forces you to do it, you'll do. So you will dress weird under duress.
Yes.
No. Yes. I don't think that would not be enough.
I'm just throwing out ideas here, okay? I'm not a dev. I'm just saying.
It's like, oh my God, maybe while I'm playing guitar, bunnies and rainbows and stuff.
All right.
Will
what about
fly
air
out
guitar?
Of my guitar?
Okay. What about air guitar?
Wee, wee, wee. No, because then different people do it different ways. You know, different ways,
different.
That would, I don't know.
This is
be,
why we're not a video podcast.
And.
But what if you said that? Okay,
could you imagine testers for that? It's like, all right, test your air guitar. I think you might need to tune that up. Sorry. No,
I think that would be awesome.
No.
I think air guitar would be awesome.
Air guitar mask. No, I don't think
I think
so.
It would be great. I think
absolutely
it would be awesome.
Not.
I think it would be amazing.
That'd be something for the Wii.
No.
That'd be something for the Wii.
No, I don't want to play
like
guitar.
Wii music.
No.
I'll pretend to play an instrument.
That vapor ass wear.
Anyway, that was some...
You
yeah.
got me with that, Nintendo. I was so looking forward to Wii music. I was like, I'm going to play timpani drum all day long. No.
But anyway, so harmonics, I mean...
We got love for you. We got your back. We want to know what's coming up next because we're curious.
Yep.
I'm curious. I want to know what's on your mind.
I don't even know who the fuck that is. Maybe you're singing it wrong.
No, I'm not.
Then I don't know who is that?
Keith Sweat. Oh my God. You are so white right now.
No.
Okay, so moving down
on
the list.
I don't like that's not a good Keith Sweat. How about Touched or, you know, Nobody's Babe? That one? Come on.
That yeah, Nobody is great, but Curious is a good one. Because that's the one that Joe LaVert sang on and Johnny Gill. So you're just like triple chocolate twisted. Yumminess.
Got me twisted over you. Come on. Come on now.
You know, that's another podcast. Let's get back on topic. Okay. We got to talk gadgets now. Gadgets.
A little bit. I'm sorry. It's out now.
Are you good?
I think so.
You got it all out?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I'm black. Messing with my blackness.
I was like not that. Messing with your blackness. I didn't poked even touch it.
Oh, and
I
might have felt abused.
I might have prodded it with a stick.
That's not very nice. It's already very tiny. Don't make it feel really bad. It's always like people think I'm so small and insignificant. And he is kind of tiny and he understands that, but he's growing. And that's what he said.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you. Yeah, that's what he's saying yourself. All right. So next up on the list, obviously, as you know, CES is around the corner, this Consumer Electronic Entertainment Show.
And we're sending some esh into CES. Ooh, I liked that.
CES, not esh.
Nope, because after we're done, they'll add an S on there.
They'll throw an H up there just for a reason, right?
Yep.
All right.
Like for hotness.
So CES, outside of what Comdex was, is the next big convention for the geeky and the nerdy, if you're in the industry, to basically see all of the announcements for all of the technological amazing gadgetry that is going to come out over the next year or so. Mobile, home automation, audiovisual, TV, yes, robots.
Unicorns.
No.
Terabytes of 9-inch nails.
Kinda.
Just cars. Terabytes of awesomeness.
Cars. You know, technology going
files.
Well, yes. alcohol.
EXEs.
And also at the same time.
DMGs, if you're a Mac person.
Wow, you should not have so much
sugar. MDOS.
No DOS. No DOS. If your shit runs on DOS, just
Linksys.
Just
what is Linux? Is it Linux?
Yes.
Okay. Why does he Linksys? That's a router.
Linksys is a router. Linksys.
Them too.
Linksys is a web browser.
Right.
For the visually impaired.
Someone told me about a Beowulf setup where you take all these little itty bitty OSs and you make them operate as one with Linux.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what? You get your nerd's growing. All right, don't push it too hard though.
I know,
because it will break. Okay. All right.
Then we'll anyway, go off and want to play football. And like that's what I need to shoot myself in the brain.
So we got to talk about gadgets. And the first thing up on the block is what we want to see, okay? Because last year, I saw a lot of stuff that I did not want to see. I didn't want to have anything to do with.
Penis.
No. 3D TV. Don't want it. Didn't want it then. Guess what? Still don't want it now.
Sony, come on.
Okay? And it's not just Sony, because a bunch of other people are jumping on the 3D TV wagon. And guess what? Nobody wanted 3D TV.
If I wanted to throw up every day, I'd become anorexic.
Okay, the only thing that we want... Ew. The only thing that we want is a... 3D
makes me throw up.
I know, boo-boo. I know it does.
So many people are going to become anorexic because of these 3D TVs. They're going to be sitting there...
Bulimic.
Yeah.
Bulimics
eat and
throw up. Anorexics don't eat.
Right. So people are going to become bulimic.
Anyway.
They'll be eating popcorn and throwing it up at the same time.
We get back on topic. Okay, so as far as what I want to see at this year's CES, I want to see more stuff about the connected home. Like, I absolutely love controlling, you know, my multitude of electronic devices from one device. I love the idea of being able to have video cameras and check in on what's going on at home.
I want cameras all over my house.
Not all over my house, but I mean...
Like, you know, let me wave my hand to flush my toilet. Let me wave my hand to get the toaster to start.
First of all, that shit's really sanitary where you're not having to touch the knobs and stuff like
that. Yeah, but then...
you don't pick up diseases.
But then, God forbid, you go to somebody's house who's less fortunate than you and then you're all, you know, so used to your house.
Hey, that's why you can't...
waving your hand and nothing's happening.
Have you ever gone to, like, a movie theater where they've had the automatically flushing toilets and then gone home and expected
the fuck out of me because The ones that are around here still have the knob that...
For in the case it doesn't work.
And I'm sitting there... No, literally this one... I don't remember what movie theater I was at, but they had one. And I'm sitting there and I'm hitting it and it's not working. And the automatic's not working either. And I'm freaking out because I did not... I was like, I cannot leave this toilet until it decides that it's gonna... It's gonna finish what I started.
Did you leave behind some evidence?
No, it took 20 minutes. And then finally when I sat up for the last time, it decided... It's like, so... Was your sensor taking a 20-minute break here? I'm like, and it was scary. And I'm like, God forbid. It's gross.
Okay. No, I would absolutely, absolutely love, you know, to have hand motion stuff in the bathroom so I could, you know, wave my hand, you know, be real Jedi, get a paper towel.
Put my hand up and be like, wave my hand. You need a shower.
Yeah, the only thing that I don't want to have, like, be, you know, hand...
I would not want a voice in my bathroom. You are dirty.
No, I don't think anybody wants a voice.
Calculating an appropriate shower to get maximum cleanness.
You require 45 minutes of shower. No, I don't think anybody wants that. But I don't want...
Scalding hot water.
Commencing. Commencing. Cleaning. You are now
It's like
clean.
A Roomba. What was that that spoof on?
A Woomba.
Yeah, it cleans your womb. Cleans your woman business.
I don't stop it. I don't want like my faucets to be hand controlled because like that's one thing that I hate
like,
when I'm out.
Water flow.
When you have to put your hand underneath it, it's like okay, you get 10 seconds of water. Ready, go. Like I hate that.
No.
And
I'd want it to be voice activated, like parching of like it'd have to be a really cool like hotkey like phrase, like massive rush, and it'd be like whoosh. Like a waterfall.
So if you only want a little, would you say a little trickle? Like,
like
ew.
Babbling brook. That would work. That would be fun. But then I'd be screaming at my faucet all day.
And people would think that you were nuts.
Yep, and that's why I couldn't invite any of them in my house.
Okay. Anyway, but I want to see more connected home stuff. I like the idea of being able to use my mobile device to unlock a car door, unlock my house. You know, lock my house, check in, be notified if there's any motion
you have
during
mail.
The day in the house. You know, I don't want cameras in every room in my apartment, but I would love to have, you know, something on the front door and the back door.
Yeah,
in the
but
kitchen.
Then there'd be a whole summary report that would come at the end of the month. And be like, I would not want that summary report.
That's why you wouldn't get it on a monthly basis. You get it on a daily basis.
I wouldn't
so
want to
just see it on the day and be like, okay, nothing happened. Great. Boom. Delete. But I love... The connected home stuff, you know, being able to use the device to check and see
you
what's
need
going
juice.
On. Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of that. You know, I would love, you know, because
I would
I'm
not
out,
want my house to be smarter than
I'm
me.
Out and about all the time. I'm moving all the time. I would love to get an email sent to me by my refrigerator letting me know that the milk is about to go bad. I would fucking love that. Okay, because I'd be at work and get an email like, oh, I got an email from
you
the house.
Too
oh,
much
shit.
Junk food in your cabinets.
Oh my God, my milk's about to go bad.
Requesting for appropriate foods to be sent by people.
Okay, and I would love a date put on that stuff so I could actually click a button and it would go into my calendar so I could set an alarm and be like, okay, the milk goes bad on this day, so I need to get my
I
milk.
Would not want
to
be that micromanaged by a machine.
I don't think that's micromanaged. That's helping me.
No, okay? That's
because I can't tell you. I can't tell you how many times stuff in my fridge has gone nasty and I've had to open up the door and be like, oh, what is that? And played, no. Guess which is it?
I'd be a little concerned.
Which you've played. I know you've played. Guess what's making that smell?
Oh, no. Ash Mom makes me find it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it takes a while. I would
like,
love
Mom,
to be able...
It was tuna.
Now, wouldn't you love to have gotten the hip a week ago going, this thing's about to go smelly. You might want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd want to...
Stop
I don't
the smell before it happens.
I don't think I'd want an email from my refrigerator when I know it's not a human person. Dear Amanda, you've left so many nasty things in me, and I think it is gross. You need to remove them.
Well,
love the
would,
refrigerator.
No,
no,
you wouldn't get an email like that.
Sincerely, Maytag's Refrigerator Center.
You wouldn't get an email like that. First of all, it would be on your home network, so it would be an email basically from yourself to yourself.
See, no,
and it would say these items are about to
and
expire.
I don't
want to
micromanage myself into that capacity.
Well, guess what? You should manage yourself. That's not micromanage. That's macromanage because you don't do that.
So I mean,
that's on a big level.
That's no, I
love no. I'm sorry. I
you
love,
watch too much porn. Blocking.
No, it's not gonna do. Now you're talking about AI.
Blocking.
We're not talking about artificial intelligence. Okay. We're not, because that's what you're talking about.
You don't invite your mother over, not calling your
calling
mother.
Mom. No!
Oh, God! Calling.
That's calling artificial intelligence.
Auntie Joe.
We're not talking about that. No. We're not talking about that. I'm just talking about the connected home. That's what I want to see more of.
You don't see your friends.
Because I...
Sending out mail to all your friends for a house party on Saturday at 2 p.m.
Placing order for refreshments. Refreshment order replaced.
Ordering new clothes since you've gained 15 pounds.
I mean, no,
okay,
thank you.
No, that's a controlling house, and that's different. That's not what
scary.
I'm talking about. We're not there yet.
I can't let you do that, Ninja.
Okay, but I like the idea of, you know, like, Slage has a system that, you know, there's an app, I think, on Android as well as iPhone that you can tie to almost like RFID, so you can actually, from your phone, unlock your doors. You could put video cameras in and check on your house whenever you're away from home. And let's face it, you know, with the advent of things like, you know, Facebook and Twitter, more people are getting broken into because they're putting statuses up and people are seeing that they're not home.
That's why you don't put your real shit on your Facebook.
Well, duh. But still, I love the idea of being able to, you know, get on a mobile device or be at my computer at work. And, you know, if the motion sensor goes off, that I immediately get an email that's triggered, which is basically my house saying, there's something going on in your house.
Just entered your front window, you know, calling police.
Yeah, I would love that. And as well as, you know, the idea of being able to stream audio all over the house. You know, as you know, that's one of my pet projects.
See,
and I've almost got it.
I would just want to put traps in the house.
You know, streaming my video
Nails,
all over the house. Stop it. We're
razors.
Not playing Home Alone here.
That's,
because
no,
you'll
that's
fuck
not,
up
that's
and then
the
you'll,
collector.
Okay. But
boxes
know,
with people in
stop
them.
It, stop it, stop it. I like the idea of being able to stream my entertainment to any TV or any mobile device in the house. You know, I'm talking, you know, entire connected house. You know, audio, whatever's in my music library, I can play one song in one room, another song in another room. I can control the lights from my mobile devices or device. Like, I like those ideas. And that's what I want to see a lot of at CES. What I don't want to see is 3D anything. I don't want to see glasses. I don't care who's making them. Well, maybe except Oakley. But other than them, I don't care who's making them. I'm not interested in 3D TVs. I wasn't interested in them last year.
What about 4D?
If they ever make the fucking holodeck technology, yeah, I'll be all over that. Because I totally want a holodeck. I'll tell you right now, that office would be my holodeck. If I could have that. But guess what? That's not happening. And that's not happening anytime too soon. Okay? No jetpacks. No lasers. No lightsaber.
No laser cats.
No laser cats. No holodeck.
How about
okay?
water cats?
So if I can get to that level, then we can talk. But until then, I don't want to see 3D. Okay, can
you
imagine throwing
a
Super Bowl party?
I want to see hoverboards. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, hoverboard. I don't know why it's taking so long. Like, you have little hovercrafts that, like, you know, hover, like, a foot off the ground and do their thing. I'm like, why can't you make a fucking hoverboard?
Like,
are people too fat?
Yeah.
Like,
well, in America.
Is the closest that you're going to get to a hoverboard a fucking, what do you call it, Segway? Really? Is that the closest we're going to get?
America's a tad fat.
Yeah.
Maybe. They might have them in Germany.
No, the Germans don't have hoverboards.
They have hover paddles.
They would be bragging about it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got the hoverboards, y'all. Yeah.
No.
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 No. No. Oh, you have hoverboards? Oh, you don't have hoverboards.
You don't?
In America.
No.
How sad for you.
Sorry, German people.
We love the German people. We love your chocolate.
We love your sausage.
I'm not saying anything to that.
Bratwurst.
I don't have anything to say to that.
Liverwurst.
I'm not saying anything to that. I got nothing. I'm just going to let it go. But anyway, I don't want to see anything that has to do with 3D because I'm sorry. I just don't think it's a viable technology. Okay, I'm not going to buy and spend a ridiculous amount of money on a huge 3D TV and hope that any of the TV shows that I like are actually broadcast in 3D. Like, personally, I don't want to see CSI in 3D. I damn sure don't want to see
it. You can barely handle it in 2D.
Okay, I don't want anything to do with Wheel of Fortune in 3D.
Spin that wheel!
Okay? Like, I'm not interested in that at all. I don't want to have to buy glasses for not only me and my husband, but anybody that comes over to visit like, to watch a movie.
Okay, hey, Panda, we're totally like, watching a movie. Oh, really? 3D? Oh, I don't have any glasses. I'm not going to come.
I mean, seriously. I mean, you can't watch any ball games with your friends.
Fuck no. I'd be wearing the balls be flying in my face.
Okay. Well, not even about that, but then you're going to have to outfit all of them with glasses.
No, they got to bring their own glasses.
But what if they have a different TV? Because everybody's 3D is different. So the glasses that work with the Panasonic.
Can you stop trying to poke me in the eye? It's scary. Yeah.
But the glasses that
this
work with
the real
Panasonic. This is real. This is reality.
Ow, that hurt.
Well, hey, you God. Know, take fair play.
You have nails, bitch.
No, I don't, bitch.
The finger you poked me with has
with
nail
this
on
one.
It.
No, it doesn't. You're such
got
a beast.
Nail on it.
Anyway, okay, the glasses that Panasonic makes that works with Panasonic's TV doesn't work with the 3D from Sony. So unless they have a same exact brand 3D TV as you, their glasses won't work on
well,
your
that
TV.
That means they're real friends. I'm just kidding.
Are you going to coordinate your TV by, hey, yo,
hell no.
John, I'm thinking about getting a 3D TV. What TV are you getting?
I'm thinking about getting a Bravio. Bravio sucks, man.
No, Bravio is pretty decent, but I wasn't thinking of going on Sony. I was thinking of going Panasonic. What do you think? What do you think? Because I want to make sure that, like, when you come over, you can bring your glasses. I can
I'm
use my glasses.
I'm just thinking about you, buddy.
You know, I'm just trying to make sure that we do the right thing here.
So that we can still be friends.
You know, because otherwise, you're going to have to get glasses for my TV. I'm going to have to get glasses for your TV.
Sorry, bro. I love
then
you,
then we're
going
to have to remember
who's
glasses, You know what? I can't just be rolling like that because my pockets are not deep like that. You know, I got the child support that I'm... You know, I'm going way too far with this.
I know. You
but anyway,
the child support.
Anyway, I got to go... I got to bring it back. I got to bring it back. But I just... I don't want anything to do with, like, 3D. As soon as I saw it last year, I immediately thought... Okay, Super Bowl party. Because I like to have people over for the Super Bowl and watch the game. And I'm thinking, all right, I typically have, you know, about 5 to 8 people that actually show up from the 45 that I invite. Okay?
You really won't let that go either.
No, I'm not. But,
you grudge know, much?
But you start thinking, okay, $30 per glasses for the cheap ones.
Yeah, F no, sorry.
Okay, we're not even talking about the really nice ones from like Monster or Oakley or anything like that. So you're talking $30 per pair of glasses for the cheap ones for 5 people. Okay, that's $150 fucking dollars just for glasses.
Pretty expensive.
For somebody to watch a free fucking football game at your house.
Nope. That's...
Thank you very much. I'm not interested
that's
in that.
That's when you have a retro night and you keep your flat screen regular TV and you plug it in for family.
You know,
and
the only thing that 3D TVs are good for right now is that they've driven down the price of LCDs. So I'm going to be able to get a 50-inch LCD for a pretty decent price because everyone's like, 3D this, 3D that. Nobody fucking wants 3D TVs.
I don't want to see, you know, what's that? What's two men and a half in 3D?
Oh, 2.5 men?
Yeah.
No. I fucking love Neil Patrick Harris. I don't want to see How I Met Your Mother in 3D.
Granted, I would love to see. Like,
I would love to
the
see
cooking shows though.
No, that would just make you so hungry,
and that would make
you be like,
American
"Oh,
even
it's right
fatter.
There! It's right there!" And I can touch it. I can't touch it. I can't touch it. Could you imagine watching Barefoot Contessa in 3D? Like that's just the cock tease. You can't do that.
Even
that's
for just, people who don't have
all right,
cocks.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not right. You're like, oh, look at this pie. And then the pie comes out in your face. You're like, oh, want to eat the pie. And you can't.
So we need to come up with technology that will recreate what we see on TV. In terms of food. Guys.
Yeah, food only. All right.
So be like, I want that pie.
Right,
you're not
pie. Just like, yes. Yes, I'd like
so
a replicator.
I like her, please.
So that whenever I see something on my TV, I can be like, oh, I want that. And I hit a number and, you know, dings my credit or card or whatever.
And it gets mailed to you like a couple of days later.
No, and then it just pops out of the replicator right then and there.
Oh, replicator.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome if you're sitting there like, oh my God, love that shirt. I want it. And then you're like, boop, 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 boop. And it goes, okay, do you confirm it? And you say yes. And it debits your account and boom, out of the replicator pops that shirt in your size. No shipping, no
handling.
What
about puppies?
Puppies
see, then we're difficult. Dealing with life.
So now you're talking about, yeah.
Now we're talking
then
about
you
being
get into
God.
The whole God complex because are you just really
is it a
replicating?
Clone?
Yeah. Like, are you cloning the puppy? Or
are you
like making
the puppy
a new puppy? Or, see that?
Like, if you brought the
I just want to keep it to, like, apparel.
if you brought the real puppy to the conjured puppy, would they both explode?
You know, these are things I don't want to deal with. I just want to deal with, like, apparel and products.
Or would it create
like
a black hole?
It might actually create a black hole if you brought replicated puppy into the same
room
space
with
and time
real puppy.
As real puppy. Or they both would just disintegrate.
I want a replicated puppy now.
No, you can't have a replicated puppy.
It's like, come here, rep. That's what I would call him.
I know, because you're a dork like that. So that's both what I want to see and what I don't want to see. And I as far as what I hope just dies and goes away completely, well, 3D is 3D
TV.
Definitely on the top of the list. I mean, those are kind of synonymous with each other. Because I don't see the consumer base really interested in it. I don't see anybody pining for it. I don't see, you know, a whole lot of broadcast television saying transmitted in 3D as well. Like, seriously, think about it. Like,
how many things? Nope, I don't want to. I'm done talking
World
about.
Cup, okay, 3D. That makes
Antique
sense.
Antique Roadshow.
No. No. Mythbusters in 3D would be the shit. Okay, I would enjoy that. The explosions.
I'd have to think
the
about
explosions.
That.
Then I would
just
love that.
Give Michael Bay a channel for him just to blow shit up all day.
Would you
watch the Michael Bay channel?
I would watch
nothing
well,
but explosions.
Well, for the 3D, I might. I'm not gonna lie, I might. The
Damn,
Michael Bay
might be investing in.
All right,
3D
the
TV.
Michael Bay. You're not gonna watch the Oprah Winfrey Network in 3D.
I can't even watch that in HD. There are some things the human eye should never see.
Do you
want
to see Dr. Phil in 3D? I know I don't. No. No.
Dr. Oz?
Maybe.
Susie Orman?
No. No. No.
Gail?
Depends on the day, because Gail has some good days and Gail has some not good days. You know what I'm saying? Like, some days she wears the Beverly Johnson wig and some days she don't. You know what I mean? And then on the days you don't really want to pose that. But yeah, I want to see more things that I can do with my mobile device to make my life easier. That's what I want.
Your life isn't already easy.
My life is pretty freaking easy. I'm not going to lie, but I want it.
Like, all you have to do is wake up.
You know, but I want to. No, I don't just have to wake up.
And dress yourself.
Waking up is the start of it. And that's a good
now
way to
start.
Now they got
cars
it.
That can like drive for you. Granted, they're not meant to be used all
no,
the time.
No, they can't drive for you. They can park for you.
No, I saw a dude like they were testing it in. I think it was in California.
Yeah, they're testing it. It's not perfect yet. Okay, we're not at the iRobot. Let me just jump into my car and give up the steering wheel because the car.
I'm just
can
saying
drive
that event. I definitely see that being something that could happen in the future, and then we won't be driving.
Yeah, but that's 12 years, you know, 20 years down the road.
Oh my God,
I'm talking about
the RMVs of America. 16-year-olds will not need to get licenses anymore because they'll have cars
I'm
that
talking,
do it for them.
I'm talking about
then
like,
they'll get drunk all the time.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Come back to the future.
Anarchy.
Back to the future. I'm talking about what we want to see this next year.
I will end my life the day that that happens.
This year. Can we stay focused? Come back to the reality, Pandalicious.
Really
leave
scary.
The world of the future because you paint it really post-apocalyptic.
And then there'll be zombies everywhere.
Oh, will you leave the zombies out of it? Come back.
There'll be zombies in your car.
So, the things that I want to see at CES, I want to see more connected home stuff. I want to see more things that I can do with mobile. And I want to see some better wireless surround sound options. Okay, because I really, really want to build my home theater. And I think that's what more and more people are wanting to do. That's why more and more people are getting 40-inch TVs and bigger. That's why people are really starting to invest in a home. Because it's getting too expensive to go out and see a movie. And with on-demand doing what it's doing, with the ability to get things like Netflix and Crunchyroll and Redbox and all that kind of stuff. People are doing more things at home because it's cheaper, but they want to have that same theater experience. So I want to see some more options and better options for wireless surround sound, especially because I'm in the market for one. So that's what I want to see. What do you, realistically? Yeah, I'm looking at you, Pandalicious.
I already said hoverboards.
That's it. That's all you want out of CES this year. So you want a fucking hoverboard. With all the things that they're showing off. With all the gadgets that they're showing off. All the audio things. The freaking HD audio stuff. The Pico projectors. You know, little projectors that are this big that you connect your Xbox to. And you can then broadcast this fucking 60-inch image. On all that stuff. And all those things. That could possibly be things. The fact that Turtle Beach is there. And they're supposedly announcing new stuff. The fact that Triton's there. And they're supposedly announcing new stuff. The fact that all of this is going down. You want, and the only thing that you want, realistically, as I've said before, is hoverboard.
Yep.
You're a douchebag. You know that? You really are.
Yep, that's about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 That's all I want.
Okay, well then what don't you want? Don't say zombies. Because I will
punch
you.
Well, I don't, but you don't make those.
You. I will punch you.
They're a mutation. Oh my God. I would like to not see any more bad netbooks.
Oh, well, that's a good one. Yeah.
And I mean, I've never, you know, I've been dying to get a netbook.
Yep.
Because I do think that those are a better traveling companion.
Right.
For a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them a dime a dozen out there, and half of them are from people that I've never even...
Acer. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, how about we put some money, put some capital behind, you know, the people that we know and trust, and they put together decent netbooks.
And I'd like to see... HP has a
decent one. I'd like to see a reduction in readers.
Oh, the multitude of e-readers, the ones that are all going to take down, like, the Nook and the Kindle.
I'd like to see, like, a council of five businesses that will handle readers. Same with, like,
And who should be the council of five?
Well, I don't think there's that five, but Kindle, obviously.
Yeah, so Amazon.
We already know that the iPad kind of can double as a reader.
Right.
So Apple. Yeah.
Okay.
What does Microsoft do? Are they the Kindle? They're not the Kindle.
No, they're supposedly re-announcing the Slate again this year.
So maybe top three. So it really would depend on who really
You got to throw... Barnes & Noble in there because they make the Nook.
See, I don't know. Barnes & Noble should have dabbled in technology in that.
But the Nook has color. The Kindle does not. You got to give them that.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, I know that book companies are probably only investing in that because they know that eventually
pages are going to... So you've got Sony's e-reader, you've got Amazon's e-reader, you've got Apple, you've got Microsoft with the Slate if they actually really
come out
with it.
So I don't even know
you got Barnes & Noble with the Nook.
So them. So then that's it, actually. So all they have to do is just... fine-tune what they're doing, and no one else, leave them alone, and they handle that.
So the black pad, is that what they called it? The launch pad?
I don't know.
BlackBerry, whatever the fuck they did.
Stick to phones. And not even phones. But no. So
no more e-readers.
No more other companies trying to do e-readers.
Even if it's a butterfly openy dual screeny?
Then why not just put pieces of paper in the middle with words on them and be done with it? We're trying to make things easier. Why would I want two? One is enough. And then if you turn it sideways, it can mimic the pages of two like the iPad does. You don't need two. You don't need two screens. Selfish. You have two eyes. They can focus on one screen.
Well, you know, because Ace is supposed to be coming out with a tablet. Oh, Ace is supposed to be coming out with a tablet.
No.
Yep.
See, and they need to stop. Stop it. No, para. No, para. 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 Para.
Okay.
Stop. Anyway. So those. Solamente. Cinco. Top cinco. I don't know how you say top in Spanish. but them, I just don't want to see all these cheap knockoffs anymore. And I would like to no longer see Snuggies.
Snuggies are not announced at CES unless Scott Evest made like a Snuggie that had like pockets for all of your gear.
Ooh, that would actually be a really good idea.
Yeah, and like a Scott vest. Okay, if the Evest dude came out with a Snuggie that had like pockets and extra battery charger holder spots,
would be a very awesome. So maybe they should show a Snuggie.
Scott Evest should make a Snuggie, and he should just call it the Scotty.
But then people would be like, yeah, I'm in my Scotty right now.
Yeah, I'd be completely
okay. Oh my God, he'd be like, all these hot girls are wearing their Scotties.
Exactly. I'm in my Scotty right now, so, you know.
Like, maybe my Scotty in Soviet Russia.
You have a
Scotty
pocket
in me.
You know, you have a pocket for, like, your iPad. You have a pocket for your fucking iPhone.
I can't believe we just went there.
Seriously, though.
Regardless.
Dude, I would get a Scotty, like, if it had a pocket that had a rechargeable battery thing. So I could plug my iDevice in and just charge the battery in while I'm sitting on the couch.
I need to take your Scotty everywhere.
Okay, I would take that on like vacations. So that when you're holed up in your hotel room, you're not sitting there trying to find all the outlets to plug your stuff in.
You get in your most comfortable chair. You plug your Scotty.
You plug it in, and then you plug your stuff into your Scotty. Hell yeah!
Oh my God. We need to copyright
that. So if you make that I totally want to cut, or at least free ones for Scandalicious and myself.
We brainstormed
because
that.
Because we just completely made the whole thing. Idea. And the pitch idea.
Yeah,
so we're just saying it. And we claim that on this day, whatever today is, in 2011.
January 2nd.
Well, no, not today.
January 3rd.
Is. Yeah, so.
At 12 a.m.
Yeah, 12:01 a.m.
12:01 a.m.
Yeah, on January 3rd, 2011. So that's totally us.
But
we did that.
So yeah, high-tech Snuggie, yes. More e-readers, no. Hoverboards, yes. Better netbooks, yes.
And can we please do away with point-and-shoot cameras? Can we just put really good cameras on cell phones and
can
be done with it?
Can we just put chips in our brains so when we blink our eyes it takes a picture?
I don't want anybody in my brain. You don't know what they're going to put in there. They're like, oh, we put your chip in so you can take your camera. But then they also put, like, you know, tracker things so that everything I see, they
see.
They
put subliminal messages.
And then I'm a freaking...
Josie and the Pussycats was the best movie ever.
You know, and then I'm... Dude, that movie was so bad.
I know.
So bad.
And I watch it every time it's on.
Dude, it was so bad, though.
Orange is the new pink.
I totally do not want to be, like, a spy camera for the government.
I want a Zima. I don't even know what they taste like. I heard they taste like shit. Or they did, before they no longer were made.
Zima was kind of awful.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a Sprite with, like, this much alcohol.
Okay.
That's basically what Zima was. So, CES, we have lots of high hopes.
Hoverboards.
Not hoverboards.
Zombies. No.
We want to know, what do you hope happens next week in Las Vegas? Because the gadgetry is going to go flying. There's going to be all kinds of announcements. And we're going to do our damnedest to keep you abreast of what those are.
You said abreast.
I did.
But not just one. Abreast.
Yeah.
Not multiples.
Not a pair.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. But we want to know what you're interested in. And as the stuff unfolds, you can definitely check out our website because we'll have coverage of different things that we're going to while we're in Vegas. And we want to hear from you guys. mailbag@landofesh.com. Ask us being announced. Yay, nay, boo, what do you say? Let us know. And we'll, you know, bring everything together next week after CES and kind of do a good, bad, the ugly, and other. I think that'd be fair. That would be fair.
I'm picking a winner. I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
Ooh. So I'm going to remind you to visit us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce it to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about these articles or just questions for us, email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. We are on iTunes. Subscribe.
The moment that you hit that subscribe button, you ensure that you will get brand new fresh esh the moment that it is available on the interwebs. You should do yourself that favor.
And leave a rating.
You know, if you want to. We like those.
3 stars are better.
Stop it. Tell us what you honestly think. You can also do that by visiting us on our Facebook group, facebook.com/landofesh.
Don't put it there. That's bad juju.
It's not bad juju. We want people to talk with us on Facebook.
Yeah, but what if they're like, I think you guys suck.
We'd be like, well, thank you for your opinion. We think that you suck too.
That would make me cry. Like, how do you know what I do on Tuesdays? I'm just kidding, guys. Wow. I'm at work on Tuesdays.
Wow.
Just Wednesday.
Kidding. Anyway.
That's
Wednesdays. Subscribe. You can get our podcast in the Zune Marketplace as well. So no matter what mobile device that you have, you can get the fresh S-ness delivered to you through the interwebs by simply clicking on that subscribe button. Do it!
If you don't want to do that, there are other alternatives.
But
like,
seriously, just subscribe.
Like,
don't even tell
any
me.
Any RSS
those.
Reader or a pod. No, we have to. Because there might be just some people who don't like iTunes.
So then there's Zune Marketplace.
But that's like 5 people in America. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The rest of them are all on iTunes.
RSS reader, any podcast search engine. But be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath our banner, please and thank you.
Yes, that's right. Because we're not the only thing that exists in the land of Esh. So while we have new episodes of our podcast that go out every single Monday, you can get...
Monday. Lunes. Esta lunes.
En el Telemundo. No, it's not on Telemundo. We don't speak Spanish. Stop it.
Sí.
Bad. It's really bad. Stop it. You can get a brand new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast, which just happens to be co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. And they talk about a lot of video game stuff as well, but also music, movies, entertainment in general, just some really cool stuff that we just don't have the time to cover, really, to be honest. And then giving you some more gizmos and gadget stuff on Wednesday is Geek Aggro, which is hosted by Deuces Wild, who we happen to know and think is pretty fucking awesome. So make sure that you grab all those podcasts and then check out the stuff that we're doing on our network. You can get it all in one place conveniently at www.landavesh.com. That's right, you get everything from ESH, B3, and Geek Aggro in one comfy little place, including our magazine, which the new issue is available right now. So make sure that you cop that. Seriously, go and get it. It's hot fire. We got Assassin's Creed Brotherhood stuff in there and gadget stuff, including gaming headsets and short stories, and there's a fan fiction in there, I think, at least one, if not two. There's good stuff. It's nerdy. We got a little bit for every kind of nerd in there, so make sure you check it out. I think that's really all I've got to plug and promo.
Yep.
So, shit you digging this week, Panda? What you digging?
Pesto.
Ooh, pesto's good. Pesto's really
digging
good.
Digging pesto.
Pesto, yeah.
I'm digging...
Pesto's yummy.
World Peace.
World Peace is also a good one. Yep.
And,
yep. That's good. Okay, you know, it's more for other people, not necessarily for yourself.
Yeah, but I still dig it.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't always have to be about me.
No, it doesn't always have to be about you. I completely agree.
And, YouTube.
Good ones. World Peace, Pesto, and YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something for my mind, my stomach, and my mind again?
I guess.
No, one's for my heart. World Peace from my heart. YouTube is kind of for my brain, and pesto is just for my mouth.
Okay.
What about you?
I am digging Hawaiian Punch.
That's for your mouth.
Okay, because that's, you know, it's just yummy.
That is libations.
You can do so many different things with
it. You can mix it in your alcohol. You can put it in your marshmallows. Delicious.
I'm just kidding. No, that's gross.
Oh my god, take like a little syringe and like four.
No, I'm not freaking injecting Hawaiian Punch
via
syringe into a marshmallow. You have this coming, marshmallow? Is it safe?
In Soviet Russia, Hawaiian Punch uses you.
Stop it. So Hawaiian Punch is
on. Oh my god, and Zach Galifianakis.
I'm sorry.
I had to add that.
You just totally hijacked the shit.
I had to. I dig him. I'm done.
Are you all set? Okay, well, I'm going to go comedian, too. Gabriel Iglesias just cracks me the F up. Fucking love every special that I've seen, which is only, I think, three now. But I absolutely, absolutely love him. I can't wait to see him if he ever comes to the Boston area. That'll be awesome. So, Hawaiian Punch, Gabriel Iglesias, and, yeah, I'm going to go with all things nourishing for the soul. The chocolate chip and walnut cookies from the Gingerbread House in...
Minus the nuts for me.
Well, this time isn't about you. This is my time. Why are you jumping into my time?
Because the nuts hurt my teeth.
I can't believe you just said that.
They hurt. Which is why I like them without
them. Well, good. Can I finish and can I get through my stuff that I like in my time? Thank you. I didn't jump all up in your shit.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry.
God. No, it's always this way with you. So anyway, the shit that I dig, Hawaiian Punch, Gabriel Iglesias, and chocolate chip and walnut cookies from the Gingerbread House in Wakefield. If you live in the Massachusetts area and you have the ability to go there, you should get them. Tell them that I sent you and that you absolutely need a fucking dozen of those cookies.
They don't know who she is.
You know, you just have to piss on my parade.
I'm just saying, you know, they don't know.
I'm done. I'm done at this point.
So I don't want somebody to go there and be like, your sister sent me. Who?
It just.
And it's Wakefield, so I'm like.
So? They need something like that to shake them up in there. Okay, can you see them? Ninja what? Yeah, okay. And then two more people come in.
I think you meant Dorchester.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We're out of here for this week, folks.